You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jones, let's kick off Grab Bag today with a guest. It's a Patriots Friday.
Well, every Patriots Friday, we're joined by either Milton Williams or Mike Onwenu. Today, Mike Onwenu joining us. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Onwenu, welcome back to the Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, what am I hearing? You guys are getting ready to hit the road. What am I listening to?
This is not my playlist, but this is what they got playing in the background.
What's your plan on when you're on? Yeah, it is. When you're flying, when you're on the plane, are you watching stuff? Are you sleeping? What are your habits on the plane?
On the plane, it depends on the direction of the flight. If it's a quick flight, I'm probably going to go to sleep. If it's a longer flight, I'll probably go to sleep for the first hour or when we take off. And then I'll wake up and probably watch a little bit of tape or watch a show.
I heard Christian Gonzalez, your teammate, say earlier this week, and he meant it as a compliment, Buffalo is probably the closest thing in the NFL to a big, like, college environment. Is it fun to go into a place like that? Is it stressful to go into a place like that? Like, how do you view going into an environment like Buffalo that does feel different than some other locations around the league?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know about that, but I mean, it's definitely obviously a rival, but those games in those hostile environments, you know, those are, as an athlete, I mean, that's what you want. You don't want to just be in the stadium and it's quiet, you know. Whether it's people booing you or hating you or whatever, I mean, that's energy for you, energy for us. So, I mean, that's, you know, I'm amped for those type of games, and I think everyone feels the same.
What about the primetime games? Is it something – do you look forward to being the only game in town and all eyes on you, does it feel like a different game? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I look forward to it. You know, obviously, it's a Sunday night game. So, I mean, like you said, everybody's going to be watching this. That's when you got to show up. So, definitely look forward to it.
You said you didn't know about that, like the crazy environment in Buffalo. What would you say is the craziest fan base or environment you've been into?
Environment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a college environment. That's all I was trying to say.
So what
you come from the Big Ten?
I was going to say. What would be like your standard of a crazy environment in like the Big Ten or from your college, your time at Michigan?
The only game. Well, I'm not gonna say the only game, but I'll say the game that stands out the most. Probably everyone that will remember is probably like the Whiteout game at Penn State. I think it was a night game that I had there in 2019 versus them. Might have been 2019, 2018, but that was just, you know, talk about a crowd. You couldn't hear nothing. Couldn't hear the whistles from the refs, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, definitely, it's going to be lively. I know the fans are going to show up. They're going to let us hear it. So, it's going to be a good game.
How do you feel the offensive line, how you guys have played through the first four games of the season? It was you're the only returning player, and you look around in the huddle and you got four new offensive linemen. Wilson hurt last week. Ben Brown steps up. But through a quarter of the season, how would you assess the offensive line play?
I would say we've done some good things and some I wouldn't say bad, but just not good fundamental things. You know, a couple of times we've been beating ourselves individually. And, you know, obviously, as an O-line, when one guy doesn't do his job up to par, you know, it falls apart. We need all of us doing the right or correct thing. So, I think we've been doing okay. We've been doing good. As the season has been going on, we've been improving on things in our run game or whether it's our pass pro, seeing what people are attacking us with and fixing our improvements or stuff that we got beat on in the past.
Bills Mafia can be a little wild pregame, jumping through tables, in-game, throwing stuff on the field.
Sure.
What's the craziest you've seen from the Bills Mafia?
I would just say probably always the entrance when we're riding in on the bus, seeing all the fans, seeing everyone flip us off and everything like that, which is, you know, same thing. It's a good feeling, I love it, So I would say that's probably what I always look forward to or always remember when I have those hostile environments or going on these away games, specifically in the Bills.
You know, from the outside, you know, we look at it and we're like, oh, the Bills are 4-0 and, you know, you guys are 2-2 going in. Bills might be the best team in the conference. We look at it as a sort of a measuring stick game. Do you guys look at it the same way?
No, every game is different. Every game is a new game. So, I mean, obviously we're playing in the game to win the game. So, I don't know as far as measuring, but, you know, it's a good competition across the ball. And, you know, that's why we play.
All right. Well, Mike Mwenu, best of luck this weekend in Buffalo. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.